check, check. Get this shit. All right. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean Class is in session. Shout out to all my dogs out there. We have a good show for you guys today. First off, I want to give a special shout out to the guys right there, 255. We changed the number because we wanted authentic likes and not just regular likes from just the one show. So we changed that up. Want to give a shout out to all you guys out there. Welcome to the show. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss. We're gonna be talking about the sexual mind today. We're gonna be breaking that down, guys. We're gonna be breaking that game down. So if you'd like to call in, you can. You have the number at 563-399-3056. I'm your boy, Dean Class is in session. Gentlemen, this show is a show that we push a different type of mindset here. What we teach is 100% authentic. No tricks, gimmicks, lies. It is coming from in-house, so we got a lot to break down also. But I do want to take a moment and give a shout-out to all the chat room dogs out there. Ladies, all the ladies listening right there, you know who you are. Ladies, like I say, it's late. What's up, girl? Shout out to the ladies out there. Ladies, again, we got a brand new track on our called The Bucket List, so you can go ahead and check that out, all right, ladies? Anyway, shout out to the ladies. Shout out to my chat room dog. So let's get into the show, guys. We ask all you guys, if you're listening to the show, you get a chance, go ahead and like, subscribe, hit that notification button. We're always kicking out stuff, kicking out game and stuff like that. Guys, I might go, I did an hour earlier today, but I might later on tonight, I might either go kayaking or I might play golf, but we might go live again while I work out. I might get another hour in with you guys. So just be on the lookout for that. We might do something. We might do some more later on just to keep the game flowing, keep everything going. Okay, guys. Shout out to all you guys. I hope everybody's doing good out here, man. Shout out to all you guys. I appreciate all the love, guys. But we got a lot to talk about because I want y'all to have understanding of game. But before we do that, you know, like I've always said, you know how we do it. Guys, if we get to the 150, we're going to go ahead and shout you out at the end of the show, okay? We want to make sure we do that. If we get to the 150, we do a shout out at the end of the show. Also, at the top of the beginning of the hour, we'll talk about the creed. I promise you we'll do the creed. But I say this to all the guys. If you're looking at becoming a man mindset man, please, gentlemen, take your time. Go get your car. Go to a dollar store. Literally, please, go to the store. I'm not joking. Go to the store and buy a 100-piece puzzle set. I had a guy that's been listening to me for a month, and he thought it was just a metaphor. I can't believe that shit. I ripped the box up, dumped the pieces, and start putting the puzzle together. If you're talking to a woman and you don't know what to do, dog, get with me. Send me the message. Put a text message, dog. I got you covered. If you're texting her and you're trying to get in bed with her, you're trying to do something with her, and you don't know what you're doing, holler at your boy. This is what we do here off the top of the motherfucking dome. And, hey, guys, I can grow hair. I just like it bald, man. But you know what's so good about the bald head that I love the most, that when I cut my hair? Guys, if you do this, man, when you rub that up against the clit, With the crown of your head. I'm sorry, guys. This ain't supposed to be about sex today. Oh, wait. It is supposed to be about sex today. So we're going to do this, man. But, no, shout out to all you guys out there. Guys, you got a question, put a cue in there. Lines are open if you want to. Let me make sure I pull up the lines. And let's get into this, man. Let's get into what we are talking about today. Woo! boy, we got a lot to unpack. We have a lot to unpack. So in order to begin the process of unpacking it, all right, no, that's not unpacking it right there. We're not unpacking that. I'm sorry. In order to begin the process of unpacking it, we have to start from the beginning to understand something for a lot of guys, because a lot of guys want to connect with women sexually, but a lot of guys don't understand the depth of game that you must know and learn. And I'm going to talk to you about this. A lot of guys on YouTube and all these places, all they do is talk about surface things, but we're going to go below the surface today. We're going to go below the surface today, and we're going to break some things down. So please, guys, if you have a question, please put a Q in there, okay, and ask your question. If you want to call in, please call in. If I'm going too fast, please let me know, okay? Just let me know, okay? The difference is that your bid is going to take 30 minutes, because what we're going to do is we're going to create a specific bid for you that you're going to use for the rest of your life. That's the difference. All right, so let's get into it. Now, gentlemen, the thing about women, and let me explain something as we said before, and let me take this off. All right, the thing about women is this. Okay, now, as I told you guys, there is an edge that women actually have. And I'm going to explain where the edge is created. The edge, like you guys, they have a voice in their mind. They've got the same thing you have, guys have. There are several insecurities and several things that's going on with a woman that keeps her at her edge. It can be her body. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I hope I'm gonna play again. But it can be her body image, gentlemen. It could be her body image. It could be her relationship insecurity. It could be her age and weight insecurity. There's several insecurities that women go through, but they are at a, what we call a sexual edge because of the pushback of the individuals that they get. So what happens is when they meet guys out there, because of judgments, because of inexperience, and because of guys out there that don't know what they're doing and they're creepy, they kind of hold the woman back from being able to explore and express what she is, okay? Being able to explore and express what she is. But we have to learn, gentlemen, and wait, let me make the adjustment. I mean, oh my gosh, got my thing all over here. I'm sorry, had to move that. Okay, but anyway, I'm sorry. So what I'm saying is that what you guys have to understand, women have a certain kind of mindset, okay? And their mindset is tied into their perception of their reality, okay? Their reality is conceived and based upon her life, other men, how she feels about herself. All these things not only tie into her mindset, but also her sexual mindset, gentlemen, okay? All these things tie in to it, okay, gentlemen? See, what most guys don't understand is that women have to themselves, they value certain aspects of their lives. They see certain things in their lives as how they look at the world, okay, and how they see the world sexually as well, okay? And they themselves are technically committed to what they see because in their eyes, they actually think that what they see is actually their end, their end. And the reason why they see that end as their end is because of the individuals that not only give them limitations, but they start to believe that this is as far as it goes. Their boundaries and all this other stuff. Their beliefs have boundaries, and these boundaries have elements so far as her concept how she sees, how she moves about her way every day, not just as a woman in her regular day life, but how she interacts with guys as far as relationships on this level, okay? On this level, a lot of women are not used to, they're just used to running into guys. Like I showed you before, let me show you again. They're used to running into certain kind of guys that are either going to fall under the three categories, if not all three together. They're going to fall into guys that automatically judge them. And what we mean by the judgments, we're talking about the guys that automatically assume that they're an easy piece of pussy, they ain't shit, or they're whores and sluts and all this other stuff. So it's the judgment, number one. The second thing that they will automatically assume or what they run into is inexperience. They run into guys who cannot communicate, run into guys who can't ask for what they want. They run into guys who have no type of physical experience as far as sex, kissing, touching, rubbing, or hugging. They run into the guy that has an experience. And then you have the weird, creepy guys. And even with those, we can add friend zone. You got friend zone guys. We can add those in there as well. So what's happening is that she feels like this is her edge. She feels like this is the best it's going to be. She feels like she cannot move any further. So what happens is that she then fortifies the mindset of what she sees and how she believes and what she thinks and how she feels in the concept of what she's seen. Okay? See, as I told you guys before, I know this sounds crazy, but I told you guys, I've just used two things. We're in three alternate worlds that are simultaneously moving right now. Nature, like I told you, and weather. But for the woman, internally, she has different things that's going on. See, there is who she is to herself, but at the same time, as she's moving in her life and everything, there's also emotions. And the emotions can also not only keep her where she's at, because this is where the insecurities come from. See, the emotions are technically also the prisoner for her, but also the warding. The emotion can tell her you look sexy by wearing that dress, and you look sexy by wearing those shoes, and you look sexy putting on the makeup and all these other things. It will free her, but it also keeps her at bay, because it will also make her feel less than. So simultaneously things are going on, okay? And unfortunately, that's number one. But she's also living in a could-be world of her fantasies of what she thinks she should want, the perfect guy for her. Like, these are the could-bes. Like, he's got to be this tall. He's got to look like this. He's got to have muscles. He's got to have money. She's living in a could-be world as well. But the one thing she has not experienced is a what-is world. But sometimes the emotions will drag her to a what-is world, if that makes any sense, gentlemen. Let me make sure I got the lines are open. Let me make sure if anybody's asked a question, I got it. So let me set it up where I can read the messages and stuff. Let me make sure that we're good. Let's see here. Okay, so what I'm saying to you guys out here is that there's several things that's going on with the woman as we speak right now. There is emotions. There is the could-be world. The could-be world is the daydreams, the fantasies, the happily ever after, the knight in shining armor, the good guy. But also in that could-be world is a perception that is created that also holds her back and keeps her exactly where she's at, okay? Because what these components do is that they can motivate her sometimes, but other times they can have her stagnant or they can hold her back. Now, she's going through this here. This is where her mind is going. All these things are going on in her mind and all this other stuff. So sometimes she is unclear on herself. Sometimes she loves to live outside of herself, knowing that there are things that's happening inside, okay? Inside, okay? But through these things, through all these little things that's going on, they also determine and create what she feels is her value, okay? Okay? These are attributes, okay, of what she is and how she thinks about herself, how she thinks about everything around her, how she moves. Everything is how she actually sees herself, not how you see her, how she sees herself. And for a lot of women out there, we're not even getting to the next thing that harms them, because, you know, they have Oprah, they have books that tell them they're this, they've got TV shows, Lifetime, and all this other stuff, also layer a belief system in them that they are always told that you're good enough, you're this, and you're a woman, and you got Beyonce, you know, you got the Church of Beyonce. I mean, you got all these things. You got the Church of Beyonce on one hand, but then you got the fucking, what's that name, Lizzo, whatever her name on the other end. One moment she's dressing with her ass hanging out. The next moment she's running around saying nobody likes her. I mean, it's a lot of things going on with women. But also the TV is showing perceptions. A lot of things are going on with women, but I want you guys to understand this so y'all can see that the language also that she talks about or has in her mind, okay? There is a certain type of language she has in her mind as far as trying to connect to what she thinks is the perfect guy. And that language sometimes is tied into the should be. Or the fake fantasy, the language. See, in her mind, she's like, okay, well, this is what a guy has to be or has to do in order to get my interest. Some women will say he's got to take me on 2 dates. Some women, 3 dates, 4 dates. Every woman is different. Every woman has their own perspective on what a guy must do in her mind in order to get even close enough to having sex. But you remember, guys, this is on a level of where she's at her edge. She's at her edge with this, okay? I want to make sure y'all understand this. At her edge, and because she's at her edge, she doesn't understand the depth and the meaning of her mind, okay? She doesn't understand how her mind works for herself, but it also hurts and harms her, but it also reinforces her power, because in one hand, she knows about the power of the pussy. I mean, every woman out there knows at any time they can pick a guy and say, sleep with me, and they will do it, okay? But the beliefs that she's having are actually also holding her back, because she's really never met anybody to move her forward. One in her mind is pushing the insecurities from the back end. But what she sees as perception in reality is average guys that make her believe what the mind is saying. Because, they always say, I can't find Mr. Right. You know, they're always talking about this Mr. Right. I can't find the perfect guy. You know, why am I not married now? Why don't I have the good guy and all this other stuff, man? And this is what she's going through. And when she's going through this, okay, when she's going through this, these are the ups and downs. These are why she feels what she feels. And deep inside, even though she smiles to a lot of you guys, she goes home. When she sees couples or she sees babies or she sees things, there's a part of her that feels like she's missing out. But there's also a part of her that wants to be liberated and wants to let her hair down and wants to be free and wants to do several things that she just doesn't believe that she can move past that point, because every time she tries to move past a certain point, she's always held down or held back by the individuals that she's either around or the people that they with. You know, everybody, you know, I always say, what is the big, I always tell you, ask you guys, what is one of the biggest complaints that a woman has? You know, I'm more than a body. Why can't he see me for my mind? I'm more than a body. I'm more than a body. You know, why is it that they all just want to have slept with me? You know, this is the thing that they go through. Okay. And it's just what they go through. But what I'm showing you guys and what I'm saying to you is that you need to understand where she's at when she is out there. When it comes to dating, remember, her body image is something that's always going to bug her. The fact that sometimes she'll pinch a piece of her side and think she's 300 pounds or something. You know what I mean? She's always worried about her body. She's always worried about her body. So that's an insecurity that's coming from the mind. And then there's the relationship insecurity of, you know what, my girlfriends have somebody. I just don't feel like I'm good enough. Why can't I find my Mr. Right? Or why can't I find my happiness? But do understand that's tied in the should-be world that she's living in, because she has an idea of what she thinks a man is, but she's never really actually met a real man. She's never really actually, most women don't meet men. I'm sorry, so I had to move that. Most women don't meet men. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open if anybody has any questions. 979, let me bring him in real quick as I continue this. Hold on 1 second. 979, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve, just got a quick question for you.
Sure, sir. What's up?
So I met this chick almost a month ago. And I took her out on a good day. We were sitting for about an hour or so.
Where did you take her?
I took her to this rooftop bar in Chicago for drinks.
So you took her to the rooftop in Chicago. So when you saw her in the rooftop, what was the first thing that you did?
No, we actually set up the date on Bumble. I met her on Bumble.
Okay, did you go on the date or is it just set up?
I did go on the date.
All right, so when you went on the date, what was the first thing you did when you went on the date, I'm asking, before you finished? What did you do on the date?
On the date, well, we just started off, you know, just by some casual conversation.
What did y'all talk about? What did y'all talk about? Tell me what you talked about.
We talked about life in general, about sex, about romance, and about other intimate things.
Okay, so what is your question that you're asking? What's up?
So my question is, so after the date, I just casually asked her back to my place, and within a second she said yes, she would be willing to come over. So I brought her to my place, and I smashed her like there is no tomorrow. And then she went back to her place. And then after a couple of days, I again invited her over to my place. She came over, we smashed, and everything was good. And then I just disappeared for about a month. I had some work to do, and I was busy dealing with my own shit. And I contacted her yesterday, and it's been almost 24, I think more than 24 hours, and she has not gotten back to me. So,
How old are you?
28.
Let me ask your dumbass 28-year-old fucking ass a question, because I hope you have common sense. Do you actually fucking think women are going to sit around and wait for you? Okay, let me explain something to you. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to be honest with you. Okay, wait. Before I say anything, do you want the lie or you want the truth? What do you want?
Look.
Okay, so I'll give you the truth. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to give you the truth.
Okay.
The truth is, you cannot fuck.
Trust me,
you
Steve.
Cannot,
Steve,
No, wait, stop. If you wait, shut the fuck up. If you could fuck, no. If you could fuck, she would still be around right now. No.
I'm not gonna buy that.
Wait. Did you not say you tried to get in touch with her and she hasn't replied back to you? Didn't you just say that?
I did. But I can tell you this.
No, I don't need you to tell me something. I need you to shut the fuck up. Are you gonna look? Do you want to talk? You asked me a question. Do you want the answer now? Because I don't want to hear your fucking mouth anymore. You can't fuck, motherfucker. Because if you could, you fucking weak ass surface dweller, you could call her right now and she would be, you know what? I missed you and I'll be right over. So why don't you ask that question? Why do you think she ain't talking to you right now? What do you think?
Can I go ahead?
No, yeah, I want to ask, what do you think? I don't want you to go ahead. I want you to answer my question. What do you think? Why do you think she's not in touch with you?
I made her come multiple times. I can tell you this.
Brother, do you know women fake orgasms? Have you know that? You know that? Women fake orgasms. You do understand that, right? You do understand that.
I completely appreciate that. Sir.
Mm-hmm. If you were fucking right and you got in touch with her, do you think she would not respond to you? Yes or no? Yes or no? If your dick game was that good, don't you think she not only would she respond to you, but she would have kept in touch with you even if you're ignoring her?
Why did she come back the second time?
Dude.
Why did she come back the second time?
I don't know why she came back the second time. I'm not looking at the second time. I'm looking at the end result.
Hey,
she came back the second time, but what happened when you reached out to her the third time? She's not even talking to you.
And I don't care.
You do care. No, stop. Why are you lying? Because if you didn't care, you wouldn't have called me with this stupid shit. You care. Stop lying, dog.
This is for my own learning experience. What do you think of this?
No, because if you were a real man, you wouldn't give a fuck, but you care because you're in your fucking feelings. You caught in the pussy, dog. You don't want to admit that shit.
I would not buy this too.
Why would you call me and ask me about a chick months ago? How long did you stop talking to her? How many months ago?
Before the month of fasting started. I'm a Muslim, and it was the month of fasting.
I fuck Muslim women. I don't know when that fasting shit is. What the fuck are you talking about? What? When is the fasting shit? What? What day? What? What month?
The last time when I smashed was 4.5 weeks ago. 4.5 weeks ago.
All right. So let me ask you again. Why do you care?
Okay,
when did you get in touch with her? When did you get in touch with her?
I texted her yesterday.
And what did you say in your text?
I said, now that the month of fasting is over, I would like you to come over to my place again sometime so that I could get going. And she has not replied yet.
Wait, so we can get going? I'd like you to come over to my place so we can get going. Boy, that really made her pussy wet. Wait, let me get this straight. I want you to come over to my place so we can get going. Are you fucking? You said that to her? So we can get going.
Steve, I've already done the groundwork, so I don't care like what I sent to her. I don't care about that.
Brother, no. See, that's the problem. You fucking up. You're a 28-year-old man. What the fuck is get going? You sound like you're in elementary school. Why? Who talks to a woman, hey, baby, come see me so we can get going? Do you actually think that's going to make her pussy wet? Can we get
why
going?
Why do I want to invest so much intellect in my text for a woman that I've already fucked twice? What is the need for that?
But you're calling me about a bitch you fucked twice because she's ignoring your cake ass. You're the one
that's
in your
fine.
Fucking.
Steve,
you're
just,
the one.
Just let me talk. Let me tell you this.
What's up? Tell me
let
what.
Me, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. I don't give one fuck about her. It's for my own learning experience that I'm calling you. That I'm calling you to tell me what. How would you conceive this whole situation? I mean, like, where do you think?
Sir, unlike you, I've never had that kind of problem. So, because I know how to fuck. So I don't ever have a problem of calling someone and then wanting to see me. They're excited to hear from me. I'm not like you. I would never say to a woman, let's get going. That's, and I say this with love, that's some bitch shit. Why would you say, let's get going? You're a 28-year-old guy. If you want to fuck and you fucked her twice already, why don't you tell her to bring her ass to your crib so she can suck your dick? Or why don't you come on my crib so we can fuck? What is this so we can get going bullshit? What does that
mean?
She would
already know what I mean. She would already know what I mean.
Okay. Do you know how to stimulate a woman's mind? Do you know how to stimulate a woman's mind? Do you?
If I did not know how to
stimulate.
Let me talk.
No, fuck you. Just hang up on me because you're a fucking. Get the fuck off, you fucking loser. This is what I'm saying to y'all, man. Y'all think just because you get a little pussy and she fakes an orgasm, you think you doing shit. The surface dweller, this dumb motherfucker, hey, peep gang, guys. He got some first night pussy. He got second night pussy. He stopped talking to her for 3 months or 3 weeks or in some change. And the first message he sends is, come over so we can get going. I can't make this up. And then what's so worse is that he's feeling some kind of way because he can't accept that his fuck game was average. Because if it was better than average, she would have been in touch with him. Hey, I know we haven't talked. I just want to let you know how you're doing. She would send him emojis. She would send him a heart eye emoji. She would send him a smiley face emoji. She would send him an emoji with tears in it because she misses him. She would send him photos. You know, I'm thinking about you. I know you might be busy, but, you know, do what you got to do. But when you're ready to talk to me, talk. This is what I'm saying. So he gets in touch with her, and she completely ignores him. And he doesn't want to listen to the truth. And the worst part about it is, the thing about surface dwellers is they don't want to hear the truth. They think they're actually fuck. Oh, Steve, she had an orgasm twice on me, Steve. Well, if that was the case, dweller, then why the fuck? Look, when you are fucking, they can't wait to hear from you again. They can't wait for you to message them. They can't wait for you to say, what's up, girl? They can't wait. And this guy's sitting around here fighting a truth. But this is what's so sad about you motherfuckers, man. How does a grown-ass man talk to a grown-ass woman like she's in fucking elementary school? Hey, how you doing? I'm just free. Come on, let's go get going. Let's go get going. Come on, let's come over to my place. Let's get going. What does that mean? What does get going mean? And because, real quick, because we have to continue the show. But because he didn't want to hear the truth, he was, oh, no, I can fuck. No, Steve, I can fuck. You understand? I don't really give a fuck. I don't really care. Well, then why are you calling? Why are you calling me? Because if you were slanging dick, where are the other women? If you were actually fucking, where are the other women? But because you don't have any women, you ran your ass back to the only piece of pussy you got. Hello, girls, I'm free now. Come on, why don't come fuck with me so we can get going? Get what? Y'all think I'm the bad guy here. Y'all just, anyway, let me continue the show. I'm sorry, guys. But like I say, this is what women are, and this is the good news, guys. This is the good news. This is what women are dealing with all day. This is what she's dealing with all day. Guys who think they're actually doing shit and cannot stimulate the sexual mind, gentlemen. See, y'all don't even know about the sexual mind. My God. Come on, let's get going. Come on back to my place so we can get going. I need to call a woman up and say, hey, baby, know what I'm thinking about you right now. Why don't you come back to my place so we can get going? Click, hello, hello. Hello, hello. Man, you don't do that shit, man. Come on, man. We're talking about the sexual mind, but we got to get back to the show. Guys, y'all want to call in, man. But I'm trying to help him, but he just can't understand. But anyway, let's keep going. So as I was saying before, let me just get to the woman part because we got to get to the other parts here. What I'm saying is that a lot of women are feeling a lack of not only self-confidence, self-worth, and self-esteem, but there is a lack of sexual self-confidence, self-worth, and self-esteem. Let me explain. This guy is a case in point. Women want to experience fucking, but... And guys, you know I hate doing this. I hate fucking, like, seem like I'm trying to protect the woman here, but I've got to talk about this. When you're fucking them and all you do is fuck them and just roll over and shit, she feels like shit. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some women that just want to fucking get up and we'll go. I will say that. But a lot of women that are in a lot of relationships are just feeling that, you know, this is the best it's going to be. I'm going to get 30 seconds of him kissing my neck. I'll get 2.5 seconds of him spitting in my hand and wetting the outer part of the pussy. Guys, here's y'all's problem. If the reason why a lot of women hurt inside, or you got to get lubricant because she's not stimulated inside, and just because you pull and rub it from the outside doesn't mean it's wet on the inside. Sometimes that hurts them, and sometimes they don't want to do anything because they don't get anything out of it. That the crazy thing is that they get more out of a dildo than they get out of you average guys. And I'm not trying to be funny, I'm not trying to be mean, I'm just saying they get more out of a dildo because they know how to work the dildo. They know where the dildo, the right thing to hit, and they can come off the dildo. They can. And that's why, because they know about the right spots and all this other stuff, okay? So, William, I don't know. William, why do you – wait, hold on a second. Let me get to William's question. Hold on a second. William says, I met a lady online. We started texting back and forth, sending voice messages, and she has never gotten off via messaging. Is that just part of the game? Dude, stop lying, man. I don't know why the fuck you lie, dude. Send me the text message to prove that you ain't lying so I can stop calling you a liar. Send that shit to me and let me see it. Because I think you're fucking lying, dog. I just think you're just asking shit just to ask. Anyway, let me continue, guys. What I'm saying is a lot of women, because of this, all right, because they're not feeling like a woman. They're feeling like, okay, you know, he's a nice guy. He's a good guy, you know, but where is that make me feel like a whore, slut type fucking where I want to feel that way. But what happens is when they start getting beat down this way because of most of you guys and the judgments and all this other stuff, they will get what is called social insecurities because they then begin to lack confidence in themselves. And a lot of women at this point, and when there are daddy issues and all this other stuff, but a lot of women just sometimes feel socially awkward. Sometimes they want to have fun. Sometimes they want to have sex. But what they're afraid of is that if they push the pendulum, that you're going to look at them like they're a whore or, you know, they're not a, because society says, well, women are supposed to close their legs and she's supposed to be barefoot and pregnant in a fucking house while you go out there and fuck all these women or some stupid ass shit. Y'all think that, like, that they're not allowed to do anything. That's what's so crazy about you motherfuckers. Anyway, so you take those things, you take, again, the body insecurities, okay? The struggles that they have as far as worrying about things, okay? All these things lead to a lot of poor decision-making. It leads to low self-esteem, low perceptions of themselves. It leads to them attaching themselves to guys that, well, as long as I have a warm body next to me, I rather have half a man or a male than not have anybody at all. And, you know, this is not a bad thing or knock on women or anything like that. I'm just trying to explain to you guys what's happening with women. Okay. I'm just showing you what's going on because this is where we see, y'all don't understand when we come around. See, when y'all guys are fucking them because you sell them a lie that you want a relationship, but then you fuck them and then you let them go, they feel some kind of way because there's no emotional support. There's no emotional satisfaction. There is a lack of communication with a lot of you guys to a point where, now guys, please understand this. This is where it's beautiful. I mean, not for them, but I'm about to show you. This is why we fucking win. Oh my God. Guys, please understand. This is why we fucking win. Because the average guy, as I said before, she will find a zebra. Even in the herd of zebras, there's an alpha. It's like more of a beta alpha, but he's an alpha amongst betas, right? But he's not an alpha. So there's no emotional stability, no sexual stability, no emotional connection, no emotional, sexual, and regular communication. There's nothing. It's an empty. Guys, this is so fucking beautiful. Oh, there is an emptiness in them. It's like a hole in them that I'll never find what I want. I see it on TV, but it just can't be real. It just doesn't make sense. A real guy doesn't make sense. It doesn't work. It doesn't matter. It's just real guys out. They're just not out there, and I'm gonna love myself, and I'm gonna feel good, but there's just an emptiness, and I'm gonna get on a dating app, and I'm gonna try to find a guy, but every guy, the names change, the ages change, the height changes, the political affiliation of what he is changes, his religious background changes, his job changes, but they are all the fucking same. And that to her is such a frustrating thing in her mind. Guys, I got a statement to show you. I want to tell y'all something. I was saying, I wrote this down because we're about to turn this shit up, guys, for you guys up there. I wrote it down. I'm gonna say it in a second, but what I'm saying is that there is a high and a great low. She meets a guy that sells her a false bag of goods, and she thinks, okay, this is it. Finally, I met somebody who is a little different. I met somebody who, wow, you know what? This, you know, this could be something. Let's see how it works. I'll take my time, whatever. But there is a part of her that she loves because it looks out for her, but she hates him because it shows her the truth. And she recognizes the behavior of an average guy that is a great disappointment, because it feels good when you're talking to a new guy for the first time. Ladies, they love guys. The ladies love it when they talk to you the first time because it feels good. It's like, oh, my God, I got this high school feeling. Man, this is great. We're talking. We're texting. It's great. But then all of a sudden, you fall right back to the same cookie-cutter guy that not only has she met last night or the night before all her life, it just shoots her down to automatically make her just realize at the end of the day that this is just how it is. Men don't exist. Well, not men. I'm not saying the knight in shining armor. I'm just saying that, you know, it's just nobody's out there to make me feel anything. That guy doesn't exist. So I just have to accept this hole that I can never feel. And I'm not talking marriage, and I'm not talking dick. I'm saying an emotional connection, a emotional and sexual connection. She'll never feel it. She'll never feel it. And this is how a lot of women, they're walking through life just sad. They're walking through life miserable. They're walking through life saying, damn, you know what? Fuck. I just got to deal with what I have. I'll just take the best, worst guy there is, and I'll just deal with it. And this thing, and every day she wakes up, it's the physical appearance, appearance insecurity fucking with her. Stability, not just in a relationship, but listen, even if the guy is not trying to marry her, he's not actually clear on what they are. So a lot of women will stay in relationships for years thinking, okay, I'm going to want to push it, but he's not leading me and letting me know where we're going, okay, where we're going to be, okay? The physical insecurities about age, weight, hair color, is there a gray eye color? There's insecurities, guys, and breast size. I mean, there's several things. Insecurities, like I say, with guys, is he going to call me back? Does he just want to sleep with me? Why isn't he attracted to me anymore? I thought he really cared about me. He said all these things, and all of a sudden, he ain't keeping it a fucking buck. He's not. So these women are going through all of this, and they think this is the end. But gentlemen, this is why we are her beginning. You see, gentlemen, the thing about a man is that a man is, he's the best that can do the most with the least for the longest. He is the best one that can do the most with the least for the longest. That's the beautiful thing about a man. See, the thing that attracts women that they don't even realize, like I said before, you have all this. Now, follow me, guys. All this creates the belief system of keeping you at an arm's length. because she's asking herself, what do I get out of this? Same guy, different face. A quick nut, and I just sit there, and I just like, is this it? Is this supposed to be it? This is like it was in high school. I get in high school, these guys that know what the fuck they're doing, but when I'm in college, is this it? When I'm in the world, is this it? Is this actually it? He's talking a good game. He says he's going to beat it up, but is this it? Is this it? He doesn't even know how to undo my bra. He doesn't know how to take my clothes off. He doesn't know how to even talk to me to stimulate my mind so I can secrete myself and get wet, where he doesn't have to go and then rub it to get it wet. But guys, remember, guys, please understand this. When you spit in your hand and rub the outside of her, you're not rubbing the inside. So sometimes when you're doing it, which makes it bad sex, you're hurting the inside because you're rubbing up against her walls that are not lubricated. So sex to her is she's just looking up in the air and just thinking, well, I got to go grocery shopping tomorrow. Yeah. You know, I saw a purse on TV I was thinking about getting. You know, she's and again, what I'm saying is that this is bad for them, gentlemen, but this is why it's great for us. Why we win. She knows as soon as you say, come back to my place, she knows your story. Just like that knucklehead that called in. She knew his story. But you know what she tried to do? I'm gonna fake a few orgasms and make him feel like he's doing shit, and maybe he'll hang around. But when he didn't hang around, what did she say? You know what? Man, I ain't fucking with this guy. Fuck this. There's nothing in it for me. And he's calling me back saying, let's go. Let me move on. What I am saying, this is what's out your door right now, gentlemen. Look, go out your door. Look, a woman has taught herself to smile and keep her chin up and hang in there, girl, because you can cry at home. You can cry in the bathroom. It's gotten to a point where women, even on Valentine's Day, they will buy themselves Valentine's flowers and shit just so they don't feel awkward and stuff, because it's just hard finding somebody. It's not hard to find somebody, but they're trying to find the best loser out of the bunch, and that's what's hard. They're trying to find the beta alpha amongst the 98% of these guys out here that don't know what the fuck they're doing. That's what's frustrating. So they will find that guy. They will get in a relationship. They will even have kids with these guys. But they will always have this hole in there. You see, guys, you know, there used to be a time when they didn't show you guys and girls hanging out. You know, that shit, you know, the late 80s after Murphy Brown started, you know, a single mother working a job, you know, and stuff. They started with Murphy Brown, and then they started to push shows out like Saved by the Bell, Beverly Hills 90210. They try to force us to hang out with women or get y'all to think that you're supposed to hang out with women. But even TV, I told you Mickey did it and TV did it, where they created every show always had the one element of the bad boy. That's the guy that's fucking everybody. Now, the thing about romance novels is the same thing. The romance novels also gave them hope, because if you look at the how a romance novel was built, boring life, boring wife, boring girlfriend, just the average woman doing average things, and then some asshole walks into town, rides into town, flies into town, however he comes in town, and the two of them somehow meet. They don't get along, but they end up fucking. But, you know, romance novels, there's a happily ever after where he declares his love for her type bullshit. So, ladies, that's that could be shit that the novels and romance novels sell women on. That's why romance novels are make just as much money as the Bible does. I mean, this is a $1 billion fucking industry where all they're doing is pushing hope to women by showing them that you can tame the bad boy. You can they have movies and TV shows giving them hope that they can tame the bad boy. You see what I'm saying? So these women are walking around, gentlemen. They're walking around, and this is the average woman. They're walking around, guys. Look at this. Remember, body, relationship insecurities, age, weight. But what's keeping them there are the men that they run into. 98% of the guys, they're either judging them, they're inexperienced, or they're creepy, or they're a combination of those things. I took out the friend guy, whatever. You can put him under creepy and stuff. But this is the average woman. But the reason why I'm saying this to you guys is because this is the beauty in being a man. This is the beauty in being a man. Just when there's no hope, or that nice guy has been taking her out for months and she runs into our kind, why do you think she's fucking us the first night? Excuse me. I didn't say we fucking them. Why do you think they fuck us? Two totally different things. Why do you think they do shit that they never thought they could do with the average guy, but they do with us? Why do you think they want to experience or want to push the boundaries of experience? It's because of this reason right here. I'm about to show you, Josh. It's this reason right here. This is the main reason. The main reason is this. The main reason is that a man takes away not only the voices but the insecurities and pushes the boundaries of her sexual emotional roller coaster, the sexual unknown, and also making her feel sexy, pushes the boundary. He not only kills the thoughts that she has in her mind, he also pushes it. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, guys. We're going to be talking about that today. Because I want to show you why you win. I want to show this is why we win. Because the sexual emotional roller coaster, the sexual and unknown, and making her feel sexy. Guys, without one fucking dinner, we don't play by, see, society, remember, society says you got to take them out to dinner, right? See, if we're taking them to dinner, we eating off of them. If there's a dinner, we're not taking them to dinner to impress them. I'm not, listen, and nor am I saying we take them home the first night. No, y'all got it all wrong. No, we don't even take them home the first night because we don't even try to take them home the first night because we know that we have work to do because we're dealing with a woman that just doesn't believe. But what happens if we make her a believer? What happens if we show her that she can believe in us? Now, remember, guys, now, and this is the good and bad for the ladies out there. Here's the good and bad. The good news is, now again, guys, this is the crossroad a woman has to figure out, and this is the best thing about us, guys. Okay, y'all remember a show a year ago, I think, called Sex Life. Was it Sex Life or Sex Lies? Sex Life, guys? You remember that show, Sex Life or Sex Lies, that defined us? Remember that show we talked about it where she had everything she wanted, a good guy, a great home, a family, security. She had the white fucking picket fence. She had everything she wanted except the emotional, thank you, it's sex life, thank you, Coach Justin, except the emotional connection. The emotional connection will always outweigh everything. Yes, she wants the good guy. Yes, she wants the security. Yes, she wants the baby. Yes, she wants the lifestyle. She wants all that she got. Even in that show, she got everything she wanted. But she didn't get the need taken care of. That's where we come in at. And this is the beautiful thing about being a man. It's like a Morpheus, it's like a Morpheus to Neo moment. Because we give them the option. You can have me, lease me, you can rent me out, and I will fulfill your needs. But there's a catch. I will not belong to you. But when I'm with you, I belong to you for that point of time. You cannot have me. You cannot own me. You can only rent or lease me. There's a setting. You can have everything you need, but you cannot have. You can only lease me out. Or you don't have to have me, and you can get Poindexter over there where you'll get all your wants met. But you'll never get the need. You see, ladies, I'm sorry. I know y'all wanted to see this rainbow and feel good thing, but it's not about feel good. It's about what is. But it's up to you to make the choice of what you want, because here's the beauty about it. Having your need fulfilled means have your lifestyle, have your boyfriend, have your husband, have your guys you're dating, have all that. Have all your fucking wants met. But I will fulfill the need, and you can't have me. But for some guys, and again, hold on, let me answer this question right here. Eric has a question. Let me answer this question here. He says, so the emotional connection came from a man who is has a sexual mindset. The way he talks to her, well, it's no. See, this is where you get it wrong. You see, you're talking physical. I'm not saying, okay, please, guys, all my guys, please write this down. Sex is not physical to a woman. It's like a Happy Meal. It's the French fries and the soda. But it's not the main meal in which you buy. It's not the hamburger, it's not the main thing you want. It comes along with it, but it's not the main thing. Sex is on an emotional level. It's the mental. That's the sex. The physical comes along with it to make it great sex, but it's got to have the emotional first. But it's not how he just talks to her, E-Dog. Great question. It's not just how he talks to her. Hold on, let me check the phone lines real quick. All right, lines are open. It's not how he talks to her. It's not how he talks to her. This is very. I need y'all to understand that, because we won't get deep. It's not how he talks. Think about what I'm about to tell you guys. Sorry, ladies, I got to tell them today. Think about this as the Krabby Patty formula. For any of you guys that watch SpongeBob SquarePants, Plankton is always trying to find out what is the secret formula to the Krabby Patty. I'm going to give you one ingredient, but in this ingredient, it's broken down to several things. This one ingredient, because I don't want to give it all away, but I'll give you one ingredient. that is part of the formula that does something to a woman. See, the man, the reason he doesn't make it about the physical, because he knows the pussy between her ear. But he also knows that he can also stimulate her in a certain way by connecting himself to her emotions through, now this is a small ingredient, through the senses. Through the smell, touch, taste, the five senses, gentlemen. The five senses. Tasting, touching, all that. He can fuck her ass up. That's just a drop of it. Oh, D has a question. Let me get to D's question real quick. D is asking, so if you can get her to play with herself over the phone and connect with her more. Oh, no, stop. All right. Our bodies, all right, let me explain. Our bodies have white T cells, okay? And what the white T cells do, I'm not a doctor, but I slept in a Holiday Inn. The white T cells are some of the things that protect us against bacteria, okay? There are things in our body that sometimes tries to protect our body from getting sick and things like that, okay? There is something in the woman that will recognize a guy that just wants to fuck because she's met him all his life. Your statement is why you're not going to get any pussy. Because your motive is pussy. That's what, see, I'm not saying make her play with her pussy. But if you notice, your motive is why you're not fucking, because you're setting yourself up for a downfall, because you are making it clear to the woman, and you don't even realize it, that all you want to do is fuck her. All you want is pussy. And see, now please understand, not only is she not stupid, but gentlemen, she does have a warrior. She has a part of her saying, if you want to fucking play games, let's play games, and it's going to end where you're spending money on me, and you ain't getting no pussy. Women will. Now, please, guys, let me say this before we continue. Don't think these women are sugar and spice and everything else. They will hunt you down because they know you are the you're the it. You're it. You're the regular guy. And I don't care if you're an athlete. You catch a football, you still ain't a man. You can swing a baseball bat, you still ain't a man. You can shoot a basketball, you ain't a man. You're food. Women know how to hunt weakness, but they will never be sexually fulfilled because their needs will never get met by an average guy, no matter how many purses, Prada dresses, shoes, and all that shit you buy her to keep her around, there will always be this empty feeling, okay? There will always be this empty feeling. Because unfortunately, they know you. This is fucked up and scary, though. They know you better than you know yourself. So, D, what I'm saying to you is that you're asking a question, and I appreciate you asking the question. I'm saying when a woman meets you, you're showing her this question by your behavior. You're showing her this question by your behavior. You've already placed a judgment on her already. You already have a judgment on yourself. So she already knows you. She already knows this is you by this statement without you making a statement. That's what I'm trying to show you guys. They might be going through some shit, but hey, I'm telling you, man. They know you. Let me answer this question right here. I started the fireplace, Steve, and I realize it's more effective when I close my eyes in front of the fire. Is there any different form of looking at a fire itself? Well, no, brother. Look, I'm not, listen. Find your way, okay? You just look into the fire, close your eyes, and feel the flames or the light hitting your face. However you want to do it, find your way, man. It's got to be you, not me. It can't be how I do it. You got to find it for yourself. That's why I tell you to do it yourself so you can find a way to connect with it for yourself, big dog, okay? That's what this show is all about. That's what game is all about. We got so much to cover here, man. My God. Fine, gentlemen. Has limiting beliefs. But what happens if she sees a believer? What happens if she runs into man? But what does a man do? How does a man actually behave to draw her in? See, the first cue that throws her off, guys, listen, the very first thing that throws her off is she can notice he's sexual, but he ain't trying to fuck her. Wait, listen to me. She notices he's sexual, meaning she knows, like, this guy got a little bit of experience. But let me explain. This is important. We got to talk on this. We got to talk on this. Experience is not trying to fuck. Experience is learning ways to fuck. Hold on. I got to unpack this one, guys. Hold on. I don't think y'all understand what the fuck I just said. Let me just say it again. Experience is not trying to fuck her. Experience is learning ways to fuck her before you even meet her. I think this might be going over y'all heads. I need to slow it down. I don't think y'all motherfuckers understand what your boy just said. I don't think y'all get where we're going with this. I want y'all to understand this. Listen to me. Any guy can try to get pussy, pander for pussy, beg for pussy. But what you'll notice about that guy is there's nothing in the cupboard. There's nothing in the cupboard to reinforce why she should secrete and get wet. But this is where y'all don't see it. The man knows her getting wet between her legs is not the first step of getting wet. He knows the wetness comes here first. Hold on. Wait. I don't think y'all heard me, so let me slow it down. The wetness is not what she secretes between her legs, gentlemen. It's the wetness that starts here. And the man knows this. But he also knows that, and let's look at each one. We're going to go over each one of these things. Let me pull it up again. Let's pull it up. Let's start with the sexual emotional roller coaster. Sexual emotional roller coaster, gentlemen. Let's start with the sexual emotional roller coaster. You see, gentlemen, what makes the motherfucking man is that sex, okay? They're much more than stroking her and rubbing her and trying to penetrate her. The man knows that I am everything you need and a man that's going to, hey, I'm going to push your knees back here. Remember I always talk about the Wizard of Oz back in the day when the house fell on the witch and her toes curled? Well, I'm going to make your toes curl here first. You want to know how I do it, guys? Y'all, hey, ready? It's not even hard. By listening. That's one. Wait, hold on, guys. You think I was going to tell you that you got to go slay a dragon or some shit like that? No. Mm-mm. It's not even hard. By listening to her, by talking to her versus interviewing her. Talk to her. Soft and smooth. Just like you would be touching her body. Like you would be stroking her. Your way of communication should give her also the same mindset of how you're going to be stroking that motherfucking pussy if and when she's going to give it to you. Don't overthink this shit. Don't overtalk. Don't ask interviewing questions. Talk to her. Set the mood. Guys, y'all never have music in the background when y'all talking to women? Y'all don't set the mood? Shit, come on, man. Hearing means that when her and I are talking, I'm drawing out things in her. I don't need to compliment her. I don't need to run behind her and tell her she's sexy and all that other stuff. I recognize that men just don't listen. Because the man that wants to fuck, he doesn't give a fuck. It's one ear in his ear and out the other. He doesn't give a fuck what he's saying. But you know the smooth lover, he's taking everything in account. He's taking mental notes of every little fucking thing because he knows, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, it's over. Because she's under the impression that it's just another guy. I'm just going to talk. I know he's not going to listen, and he just wants to fuck me. But what if one day she's saying, I teach my guys this shit. And then one day she's saying, you know what? Like, you remember that time, that other guy, remember that game I told you where the woman, I don't even use her. I'll use another client. I had a client talk to a woman. And just like that one in Canada, she mentioned that there was something that she liked a lot. There was some favorite thing that, you know, she liked or she liked to do or something. And she couldn't do it now because it was the winter time. And it was something she loved to do in the springtime. Made her fucking cry because he took that mental note. And I think the thing that she was saying in the wintertime that she loved the most is that she enjoyed, like right now in the summertime, they have these like boat rides, you know, like Lake Spridge or Ass Cheeks. There are places where you can get on a boat ride and you can paddle boat, you can pedal and go around the fucking lake type shit. She talked about this in the wintertime. Motherfucker took that mental note, and with the first chance he got, he said, I want to take you somewhere. And he said, I want to have fun. I'm going to blindfold you. I want you to trust me. Just hold my hand. I don't want you to see where we're going. Now, hold on, guys. This is fucking. She talked about this in December or November when it was fucking snowing out there. But when it got warm and that shit opened up, because he took that mental note, he told her, I got somewhere to take you. I'm going to blindfold you. We'll have a good time. Just trust me. I'm not going to make you walk into a wall. He held her hand. He walked her. He met her at the door, because I told him to meet her at the door. Give her a hug. Give her a kiss. You know, do your man mindset shit. Put a blindfold over her. Hold her hand and get her in the car and drive her to the place. Get her out of the car and hold her hand and tell her, I got you. Just follow me. Even if you got to hold her with two hands, just tell her to trust you, you're going to take her. He walked her right to where there was the boat ride, and it fucked her world up. You want to know why, guys? It wasn't because of the boat ride. It was the fact that he retained information, meaning that he was actually listening to something I was talking about that meant something to me. And not you. And you remember, what the fuck? But see, guys, y'all don't even understand that. Y'all don't even understand fucking. Oh, let me check the lines real quick. Still chopping up. Let me check the lines. Lines are open. But it is hearing. And what I'm saying through the hearing is you must retain information. But it's not by asking information or questions. See, if you're asking questions you really don't care about, you're not really going to attain the information or hold it in because you don't give a fuck about the information. But because they were talking to each other and they were talking about how cold it is, and he was talking about how nice it would be to snuggle up in remember I showed you that photo with the winter scene, how I told you we could break that down? If y'all haven't seen that, I'll download that and show y'all right now what I'm talking about. He was using the winter scene. Hold on, let me show y'all. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, hold on. He uses it because we did this a long time ago. So let me show y'all. If y'all don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, I'm going to show y'all what that did. He took a man mindset thing that I showed him. Hold on, let me show you this. Let me show y'all something. It's a man mindset thing that he took from me, and let me find it. And I'm going to show you. Hold on. I'm going to show y'all. Y'all don't remember. Some of y'all might remember I did this a while back. This is how long ago it was. But they talked about this because that motherfucker was breaking that shit down because that motherfucker got a painting like this. Not like this, but it was close. Hold on. Let me find it. Let me show you. Hold on a second. Where is it at? I'm trying to find the photo that I had because this is how she brought up the we'll use this. I'm going to download it right now. We'll use this. I'm going to show you. I'm going to give you an example because I'm a bad motherfucker, right? So I'm going to show you what I had because he had this. This is what prompted discussion, but this is also prompted her talking about, see, that it wasn't he never asked her about the paddle. He positioned himself. When she saw the painting, when she came, all right, let me show you. Hold on, let me post it real quick so y'all can see it, okay? Hold on real quick. Let me see. Hold on, let me ask this question. X-Men. Hold on, let me get X-Men. X-Men says, how do I know I'm caking versus retaining? Well, if you worship the woman, the man never worships the woman or puts the woman first. So whatever you do is not worship when it comes from you just doing it. Steve, when you say fucking mentality, is there more than retaining info? Like, I'm not there, but okay. Z, what I'm saying to you is this is just the beginning. We're not at that step yet. This is just the first meeting. The man is not trying to push fantasy because he's not trying to push up on you like that. Okay. So that's, I see where you're going with this, but not yet. We're not even at that point yet, but we'll get there. Well, let me show you what I had. Let me post it. So let me show you what I had. So I posted something like this a few years ago where I was talking about this is one thing that I used to have, you know, that if you had this type of painting in your house and the woman came over and saw the painting, well, he had something like this. He had the leg. He had something just like this. So let me break down what how we did and broke it down. So he broke the painting down by using her by saying that, you know what? You know, this the reason why I love this painting so much is that it not just gives you a chill when you look at the painting. He broke the painting down, but like I was teaching him. But it's something that I would love to experience with a woman. See, when I look at the lake, I think about a moment. Well, first, I think about taking a woman away from her daily life and daily activity to get her away from everything, not only on a mental level, but a physical level. So when I see this painting, this is something I see and something I want to do. I want to take a woman away right there. See that right there? Just follow what I'm saying. I want to take her away. But as he was explaining the painting, he broke the shit down the way I told him how to break it. It's beautiful. So as I'm taking her away, when I look at the water or look at the ice, okay, I'm going to give you each part to this. When I look at the ice, what I do is I think about the moment of her and I going ice skating together by ourselves where we either can't skate right or whatever. We fall on our asses and we lay and fall down, but yet that will also give me an opportunity to pick her up when she falls on her butt, bring her closer to me and give her a kiss. When I look at the land across the land to the bottom left, that looks like a place if I was with her right now, we would build a snowman together, and that will give me an opportunity to throw snow at her, us to have fun, us to laugh, and us to connect on a different way where maybe we're having a snow fight, and then we grab each other, I chase her around, we lay into each other's arms, and we just start fucking in the snow. Also, the forest, it's all broke down, but the thing that was so great about it, and let me hurry it up, to give you, I was just breaking it down, is the fireplace inside of the house. What I love the most is because once we come in after the cold, I'll be able to undress her, get her by the fireplace, get behind her, and relax her with some soft music as we look into the fireplace and together and just enjoy the moment as it is and let the moment happen to us. But see, this is why I love this painting, because this reminds me of not only what I am and what I'm looking for as far to do to a woman or with a woman, but I actually would love to take her away from her life or her mindset and show her things about herself. So there was game in the painting, right? But because he was talking to her, she then talked about, well, man, when I look at the lake, you know, it reminds me, well, I can't do it right now because it's cold outside, but one thing I love to do, and I've always loved to do since I was small, was just get on the paddle boats and ride, man. I know I like the photo. It's really deep, but, you know, it just reminds me of what I loved to do when I was young and all the other stuff. So what happened was he retained that information. Remember, he didn't ask her any questions. They were just talking. But through conversating with each other, she shared information to him. He didn't ask her. She just connected and looked at the lake and thought of a moment in which, you know, I would love to do that. But what happens in the summer, springtime, I also like to do this. This is something that I have always enjoyed doing. You know, I've just always enjoyed doing it. And I've always done it by myself because there's never been a man to do something like that with her, you know, kind of like he was listening. But what I'm saying to y'all guys, let me get y'all a question. I got a question. But what I'm saying to y'all guys, if you notice what happened here is that he took the information down and he retained it and he took her on a little adventure and showed her that listening went a long way. It fucked her world up because never has she ever been with anybody that would even pay attention enough to her to even do that. I mean they see that shit as romantic and shit. That's like smooth shit, guys. I'm telling you, this is what makes the pussy wet in the mind, that makes the body wet, when you can take information and just position yourself. This is just a position move. He wasn't doing it to try to fuck her. He wasn't doing it to try to get her home. He was doing it to show her that he ain't like these other motherfuckers out here. And she realized that, but it wasn't trying to show her. He was just doing it because when you're smooth with it, you talk, when you're talking to a woman, you listen, and that's where the hearing comes in at, okay? I just wanted to say that. Let me check the phone lines. The lines are good. I got y'all questions if y'all have any. Wait, did I get hold on a second. I want to make sure I'm not missing any questions. All right, hold on a second. What is he saying right here, Steve? I get the knowledge of sex products, and I started having sex, and I'll be kind of, okay. All right, man, that's cool, man. I appreciate that. But let me continue what I was saying, okay? What I'm saying is that he used the statement from Reese. What I'm getting from this is a woman don't say shit just for shits and giggles. After listen, don't listen and take notes. Just take notes of things. You don't have to take notes of everything. Remember, here's the weird thing about women that y'all don't understand. It's the little things, dude. It's not the expensive meals and shit like that. She may like that, but it's the little things that they like more than anything. It's the little things. And remember, he used that painting to describe not only what he wants to do with a woman, but he also described what he would love to do if he could take a woman away. So not only is he's kind of knocking two birds out of one stone, because he's saying that I want to take a woman away. Not away in the physical, but in a mental way. That's why he connected to that, because it's a getaway. But why I connected with it is because it's telling me in the painting, I see, that's what I'm looking for when it comes to a woman. I want to take her away from all her daily thoughts and all the other shit. I want to take her away. But also, not only take her away, but he also has it set up where, and he's had done this, he rents out cabins in the wintertime. He's got a cabin spot, and he'll take women to the cabin and shit. I mean, it's, guys, I'm just telling you, man, there's so much game in everything that we show you, but it's not trying to fuck her. It's showing her that you are different from everybody else, but you're not trying to be different. But let me continue. The next thing that you must utilize is sight. All right? You can utilize sight you can arouse her through sight. And I'm not talking about your fucking body. Guys, I'm going to talk to you guys for a second and show you what they do. When you see a woman that you want to fuck and you either fantasize or daydream, are you not looking at what it will be like to fuck that woman? Are you not visualizing mentally what it's going to, when you see that fat ass walking, you look at it, yeah, I can see that fat ass right in front of me. Come on, think about this, guys. When I'm saying sight, I'm not saying her seeing you. I'm saying you changing the perception where she sees you not through her eyes, but through her emotions and her mind of what it will be like. Like, there are women that will see a guy and visualize sucking his dick. They can visualize fucking him. They don't think women – see, guys, y'all think women don't do this shit. But remember, there's got to be something about you to get her to have that visual. I'm not talking about sight. I'm talking about sight. Visualizing undressing you. Visualizing you ripping off her clothes. Visualizing you bending her ass over and fucking the shit out of whatever her thought, whatever she don't. Guys, women do the same thing. It's just they don't do it with everybody because everybody is not worthy enough to have that. Their visual is creepy, weird, and, oh, my God, I need to fucking call the police on this guy. It's a different sight. But I'm saying you will affect their sight in a different way. Now, gentlemen, where's my – hold on. Where's it at? Gentlemen, I always tell you guys when you take a shower, guys, when I tell you to take a shower, hope y'all can see this. This is my go-to. Y'all see my shit. This is my kiss. Hey, guys, I'm kissing. This is my shit, guys. If you can, go to the mall and get a sample of Allure. Gentlemen, there's nothing like when you know you're about to see a woman and you take that hot shower. Remember, I'm the only one that tells you about this. You take that hot shower. Now, this comes in or soaps and stuff, but you get your own cologne, but I'm just saying, you take that hot shower and you spray your cologne in your loofah or your towel, let your pores open up all over your body, and rub your cologne in your body. And when you are fucking, because when you fuck, you're going to be sweating, because you're going to be tearing that pussy up. Remember, cardio. You going for the gusto, you tearing that pussy up. You're going to, your scent, you want your scent to be not only in her clothes, gentlemen, they will steal your shirt. They just want to smell your scent. They want to smell it. They will. They're not going to put that. They're going to grab a shirt or something that has your scent on it. Oh, guys, they're not going to wash that bitch. They're just going to be. They just want to smell you. They want to smell your scent. They want to smell your essence. Gentlemen, I'm telling you guys. Try that Allure, this is the secret. This is my guys. If you never, guys, Allure. Oh my God, this is guys. Hey guys, just go to your store. Try Allure. I'm telling you this, guys. But what I'm saying is, when you put in a towel and you get your pores, remember I teach you this part of the game. When you're seeing it, you take that shower, open up the pores. Shoot this cologne in your son and let the cologne soak in you and have it on your shirt to a point where she steals your shirt so she can smell you when you're not around. Guys, listen, you know what's cool is sending them. Guys, I'm going to give you some game. Can't give no name. I'll give you some game. Let me tell you something. The old girl, she kind of was like into like not like Mickey Mouse shirts, but she liked to wear like long, kind of like long dresses. Sometimes she wear bra and t-shirt, but sometimes she liked to wear like a dress thing. I don't know what they fucking call, but or some regular shirts, right? And she was into a certain kind of character and all that, like cosplay type shit. I told my client. He listened because he was saying, well, Steve, well, you know, she told me as we were talking, she likes cosplay and she likes these and some anime motherfucker. I said, dude, just buy 3 animated those character shirts. Take your fucking cologne and just spray it on the shirts. Let her wear you and let her smell. But I don't think y'all understand. See, I know a lot of y'all thinking, well, Steve, how's this going to give me sex? I don't think y'all understand how deep we going today. Listen to what the fuck I just said. Because I know y'all motherfuckers have never done this shit anyway. But listen to what the fuck I said. When a woman tells you that, especially she's in cosplay, that means she's in the animes and all that other shit. If it's Marvel, DC, or animated, and you know that shit, why not get 3 shirts? Or 2. Get your favorite cologne. Package that shit up. Birthday, Valentine's Day, or just fucking because. Do you understand 2 ways you fucking her mind up? Number one, you're listening. That's number one. Number two, who does this shit? But number three is not only do you not listen to me, I've never even had anybody do something like this before. And even when I wear it, I've got your scent on me. Oh, God, man, y'all don't. I don't think y'all understand why we fuck like we do. I don't think you understand why the mind, all this is sex. It's not my, this is, a t-shirt is the, probably the same price as a fucking thing of ice cream or some shit like that, man. It's like, they don't, think about this, guys. Every woman you've been with that will tell you that even if she likes, it could be anime, it could be cartoons, it could be Marvel, DC, Star Wars, Star Trek. There's something that she fucking likes. Minnie, Goofy, Miss Piggy. There's something that she loves. Urkel, it doesn't fucking matter. But if you got her that shirt of what she likes, because you know she'll wear it, but your scent is on that shirt, that becomes her favorite shirt. That becomes the thing when she's masturbating. Guys, do you understand what it's like when they have your shirt? Hey, look, now peep game. I can't tell you how I know this. I got something out of the end, but just follow me on this. When they have your shirt and they smelling the shirt and they fucking themselves with the dildo. They got your shirt on and they just smelling you. And they are visualizing why they're stroking that dildo between their legs, that he's fucking me right now because I can smell him. I can smell his body. I can smell his essence. I'm getting off on him, on me. I love his smell. Y'all don't even understand what the fuck. Y'all don't understand how deep this game is. Y'all don't understand how deep this is. And I'm just giving y'all these are just five examples of small things. What about touching? Wait, fuck the touch. Let's get to the taste. Now, I know a lot of y'all guys are saying, well, goddamn, how can she taste me? How can she taste me if I'm not around her? How can she taste me if I'm in another city, state, country, or another planet? Who says she's tasting you? Who says that when you get her so fucking hot and bothered and you get her outside of which her element and seeing things the way they are, when she's rubbing that pretty pussy, she's playing with that pussy, she's fingering that pussy. How many of you guys, never, I got to show y'all that, I got to show y'all something. Hold on. Let me grab it. Let me show y'all something. Wait. Let me show y'all something with sight. I know y'all think I'm freaky and nasty, but let me show y'all something. Let me show y'all an idea. Hold on, let me go to this commercial. Let me show y'all an idea. I gotta pull it out of the drawer. Let me show y'all something. I showed y'all before, but since we're talking about sight right now, real quick, let me grab it. Hold on. So I got clients that are nasty, right? Well, I'm sorry. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Oops. I'm sorry. Yeah. I moved the thing. Hold on a second. Let me. Is a camera. Hold on. I got to put the camera back on. Hold on, guys. Jesus. What did I do with the camera? Hold on, gentlemen. Let me fix the camera. I think I moved the angle off. All right. Hold on a second. Let me see here. Oh, wait. Shit. Hold on. Let's see here. We just got to flip that switch and the camera should come back on. Camera on. Oh, shit. Oh. I unplugged it. Hold on, guys. Hold on. So a client of mine. Oh, wait. Let me get this. So y'all can see me. so y'all can see your boy. Hi, right, there you go. Y'all can see me now. So a client of mine was asking me a while back. He was like, Steve, you know, I know you are nasty and you're freaky and dirty. What can I do? Can you give me an idea of something nasty I can do? Because I, you know, I just want to do nasty shit. So don't judge me here, but let me show y'all something. Y'all see this shit right here? Let me pull it back. Y'all see this shit right there? The strap on right there? See that? You strap that shit on and you eat her pussy and fuck her at the same time? Y'all didn't even think about that shit. You can eat her pussy, fuck her at the same time, but guess what? Wait, wait, guys. Hold on. Let me show y'all something. Hold on. Y'all, I know y'all judging me right now. Let me show y'all how freaky and nasty it can be. Think about you doing that, right? You're doing that. You're fucking her and eating her pussy at the same time. Come on, guys. I know y'all don't want to hear this shit. I'm just showing y'all. I'm just showing y'all how nasty you can get. But, guys, you don't even need to wear this. You can do this while she's playing with her pussy. This is what I'm talking about. I'm not saying you have to wear it, but you can talk about you have a strap on your chin while you're eating her, while she's playing with her pussy. But what I was saying was, let's get back. Let me show you the taste. Let's talk about taste, because I know a lot of y'all guys are probably judging me right now, but I want to talk about taste and what I'm saying. Gentlemen, the taste is her tasting her pussy juices. The taste is her saying, suck the juices off your fingers like they were my dick, and let me hear you suck them. Let me see you sucking them. See, guys, that's the taste. See, the taste that if you ain't around, you can still make her taste, because guess what? She can smell you, and while she thinks, hey, don't think they don't taste. But you got to move them to taste. All right? They taste. Fitness man, hey, look, we trying to help, guys. I'm going to put you in timeout. You say some stupid shit like that again, I'm kicking you out. But, gentlemen, what I'm saying to you guys out there, now listen to me, I'm just showing you how taste works. Remember, I'm just giving you one pinch of showing you how you can touch her through just her senses. This is one pinch. But outside of taste, let's get to touch. Gentlemen, how many times have I told you I want to touch her without touching her by instructing her on how to touch her motherfucking self? Turn out the lights. Why? Because I want you to get the visual, because that's how it would be if I was there right now, slowly undressing you. Put your favorite music on here. See, sight here. Put your favorite music on. Why? Because I want to flow to the rhythm of eating your pussy to the favorite song that you have. Go ahead and get in the shower. And what I want you to do is I want you to take your towel and use my lips and use my tongue. Let that towel be my lips and tongue and guide me. Guide me on the way you want me to lick, suck, and blow on that motherfucking body of yours. You guide me. Show me where you want me to go. Gentlemen, they are not used to any of this, okay? They're not. They're not used to this. But I want to fuck her. If I'm not around, I want to fuck her. I want her to get in the shower. Because who the fuck thinks this shit? Oh, my God, girl. The motherfucker told me to get in the shower. Girl, he told me to turn off my lights. Did you do it? You goddamn right, bitch. I did it. He told me to play my favorite music. And, girl, I play that little slow jam. You know the one I love to play? Ooh, girl. And then he told me to get in the shower. And I imagine he was in the shower. And as I went from fucking toe to head or head to toe, his lips were like, it was like he was really there. And it was all he, I mean, God. Y'all see why we fuck him? Do y'all see why we fuck them the way we do? Because I'm not just fucking on a physical. I am pushing the boundaries. Remember, gentlemen, boundaries. They're not used to us. But they're also not used to how we move, gentlemen. How we move. What makes me sexy is not that I'm tall. What makes me sexy is not that I'm fucking old. Well, I got nice skin and shit, but that's something. What makes me sexy has nothing to do with anything outside of myself. What makes me sexy, confidence I display when her and I are interacting. Confidence to say to her, without saying to her, that with me, I don't want you to be who you are right now. Wait. Right? What, guys, listen to what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. This is where we get deep. See, they don't even understand this shit. Remember, I remember, guys, I want to show you this. This is deep here. I don't want you to be who you are right now. That's not who I want you to be. Because with me, you're going to be something else. So whoever you are right now, you can go ahead and evict that motherfucker. Because with me, I'm about to show you some shit. I'm not trying to penetrate your pussy. I'm not trying to get you over to my house. Motherfucker, I just want you to see with me. Just invite me in. Just invite me. I never understood the invite. I never understood. Let me check the phone lines real quick. I never understood why my mentor was telling me, don't fuck her, man. Don't. The reason I'm getting so much pussy because I ain't trying to get pussy. And I'm like, wait, what does that mean? How is that you getting pussy? I know you're getting pussy, but how are you getting pussy by that one pussy? You get pussy by not trying to get it, motherfucker, he would say to me. You get it by connecting to her and letting her realize that it will be a grave mistake to let you go. It'll be a grave mistake to stop talking to you because you're the only motherfucker that she knows. Not have known. See? Two different. Not have known. The only motherfucker that she knows that can talk her out of the pussy without even trying to touch the pussy. That's not confidence, gentlemen. That's sexual confidence. We'll learn in the sex membership. We'll talk more about that. We'll get you on that in the membership. But sexual confidence is saying that I don't need to buy you a dinner to fuck you. I don't need to ask you a million questions to fuck you. I don't need to take you out to fuck you. And I don't need to take you in to fuck you. I just need you to invite me in. That's it. But do it when you're ready. Do it when you're ready. I'm not going to force that on you. You're going to see what it's like to be with me. You see what I'm saying, guys? You're going to see what it's like to be with me by the way I move because of the the confidence, the listening, the touching, the tasting, the smelling. I'm showing you all these elements. Got all this shit connect. All this shit connects to saying, I got to fuck him. I got to fuck him. Y'all see what I'm saying? I got to fuck him. I don't know why I got to suck it. I don't know why. I just got to fuck him. I got to fuck him. I don't know him. I just got to fuck him. Because what is it? What is this motherfucker? Who is this motherfucker? What? Where does he fucking come from? How is he talking to me this way? But then, hey, guys, I'm going to give you another one. Fucking game. What if you sent her a T-shirt with your sin on it? But there's a little card on top of the T-shirt that has a www.blahblahblah.mp3.com, and it says, download this and only break the glass when you're playing with your pussy. Hold on, guys. Wait. I don't think y'all understand. Ladies, y'all might need to leave the room, man. Ladies, y'all ain't ready for this shit. Ladies, leave the room. Y'all don't want to hear this shit. Guys, what if you sent her a T-shirt with your sin on it, with a card, with a card on top of the T-shirt that has a downloadable link that says, break the glass and only listen to this when you're playing with your pussy. Gentlemen, this is nobody. Hey, there is not one motherfucker on YouTube telling. Wait, hold on. You know I got to post this shit because nobody is telling you about this shit. There is not one motherfucker out there. Hey, guys, there's not one. There's not one. Ladies know. Hey, not only the ladies know there ain't no guys saying this shit, gentlemen, they never met a motherfucker who's ever said this before. Ever. Every woman listening to this shit now or later on, ladies, you goddamn know you've never had a motherfucker do what the fuck I just said. That means you haven't experienced it yet. And just the thought of what the fuck I said is goddamn intriguing, and you fucking know it, ladies. You fucking know this shit, ladies. But let me get back to my dogs. Why do I want her to break the glass when she's playing with her pussy? Because it's at that point that she's going to download my fucking voice. And because... Y'all ready for this? Eventually, they're going to talk either when it's raining or it's thunder out there, because sometimes the thunder startles them. And sometimes they're going to say to you, you know what? Sometimes the thunder and lightning is soothing or it's scary. But through the conversation, you'll hear them say, well, I either like the sound of nature, I like the sound of the waves of the ocean crashing, or they'll say, I like the rain. What the fuck do you think is going to be in the background of my motherfucking voice? What do you think is going to start everything? Let me give you, hold on, I'm going to pull something up. I'm going to give you an example. Hey, ladies. Hey, look, W.E., please shut the fuck up before I kick you out. Shut the fuck up, man. I'm talking. Ladies, any ladies out there, I don't care who you are. Ladies. Hey, Jessica. You tell me, Jessica, rain, nature, or ocean? Jessica, you tell me. Rain, nature, or motherfucking ocean. Jessica, tell me. Tell me, Jessica. Just pick one, Jessica. rain, ocean, or fucking nature. You pick out of the three, Jessica. Since she's the only one I think in this motherfucker right now talking. Jessica, you tell me. Give me one, Jessica. Just give me one, Jessica. I see you talking in here. Give me one, Jessica. Rain, ocean, or nature. Pick one. And guys, watch this shit. Watch this shit. No, 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 no. She doesn't have to call in. I just need her. All right, all of it but rain. All right, let's go to the ocean. Peep game, guys. Watch this shit. So if Jessica was getting something right, she had my scent right. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on. Peep game, watch this shit, guys, because nobody's ever taught y'all this shit. This is why we separate ourselves. Let's find. Let's play it. Let's play it. Here we go. Wait, let me turn down this shit so they will get us with the commercial. Hold on, let me turn down a commercial ad. Let's get it. Here we go. Y'all ready? Jessica, right now, baby, how you doing? You breaking this glass right now because you're playing with that pretty pussy of yours right now, and you're so relaxed. Baby, what I want you to do is I want you to relax. What I want you to do for me right now is first I want you to listen to the ocean. Listen to the waves crashing. Relax yourself and imagine right now you're lying on the beach naked. Now, what I want you to do, Jessica, I don't want you to technically rub your pussy right now. Jessica, what I want you to do is I want you to slowly take your hand and rub near your pussy. I want you to tease the pussy, Jessica. As I was there right now, that's what I'll be doing. I want you to take your time and slowly with your hand. What I want you to do is I want you to take your hand and rub. Take your right hand. Ready, guys? Watch this shit. Take your right hand and rub the inside of your thigh, Jessica. And then what I want you to do with your right hand is I want you to slide it slowly, Jessica, all the way up until you reach underneath your knee, Jessica. And then I want you to take your hand, Jessica, and bring it back around. And then take your fingertips and slide it down the top of your thigh, Jessica, while you, with your left hand, are rubbing your pretty pussy, listening to the sounds of the ocean as I get you off right now while you're smelling me. Jessica, you got me on. You got my scent on you. Relax yourself. Play with yourself. Become one with my voice, one with your touch, and I'm here to set the mood. Allow me with the noise of the ocean, allow me to slowly show you the experience that we are experiencing right now. Don't say anything. Just relax yourself to the ocean. Right? To the ocean. And as you're getting close to rubbing your pussy with your right hand, don't do it yet, Jessica. Just rub the clit a little bit with your left hand. Just a little bit. Now what I want you to do, Jessica, with your right hand, I want you to start at your knee and go underneath and rub that area that no man has rubbed before and slide it all the way down and tickle yourself a little bit. That's turning you on and giving you a tingling feeling, Jessica. And what I want you to do at that point is I want you to come underneath and slowly, I don't want you to penetrate yet. I want you to slowly slide your finger. Not yet. Just on the outside. I want you to take your time. I want you to hear the noise in the ocean. It's you. It's me. It's my sin. It's us. It's us becoming one right now in this moment, in this time. I want you to relax yourself. And I want you to stop because you know what? I want to explore you. I want you from that point, take your hand, your right hand, while you're slowly rubbing your clit with your left hand, slide your hand up between your stomach all the way up to that beautiful right side of your breast. But I don't, not yet, Jessica. I don't want you to touch the nipple. I want you to slowly feel the essence and beauty of your breast as you slowly feel the shape of it. Start from the top, Jessica, of your chest and ride yourself down, Jessica. That's what I'm doing right now while you're playing with that pretty wet pussy right now. Slide your hand down to your nipple, but don't touch your nipple yet because I want to play with it real quick. I don't want you to rub it right now. I just want you to rub around your nipple because that's what I would do right now, Jessica. Jessica, close your eyes and feel the soothing sounds of my voice while the ocean is playing, while you're rubbing. So I'm going to stop. Okay, so I'm going to stop. So what I'm saying is, I'm sorry, guys, I'll stop. But what I'm saying to y'all guys out here is, what's happening? Let me get my music back on. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just giving y'all an example. Let me get back to the music. So what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is that I'm giving her the sample. See, it's already done. It's already done. And look, the audio can last up to 30 minutes. I mean, there's so many things. Because in that, I didn't tell her, do I want her on the bed? Do I want her on the couch? Do I want her to bend over on the table? I mean, we can go deeper. Hey, guys, sex membership. We'll get into all that shit in the sex membership. We'll get into all that other shit in the sex membership. But I wanted to give you guys an example of what it's like when you don't have to push sex. See, I'm not pushing sex. I'm only positioning where I'm just invite me in. When you invite me in, I promise you it'll be worth your while. But those are the benefits she gets with the invite. She gets to hear my voice because why? I'm paying attention. Remember hearing. So I'll know if it's going to be ocean, nature, or rain. You see that? And I will tailor make it to what she loves to listen to. That is soothing. I want to soothe her, okay? But what about nature? All right, wait a second. Let me show y'all. Guys, y'all think this is it? Y'all think that's it? Hold on. The motherfucker's deep. Watch this one, guys. Watch this one. So, Jessica, we're going to go nature now. Let's switch to nature. And I'm going to show you why we're going to switch to nature. Hold on. Let me show you nature. Now, gentlemen, the reason why she will get nature is because once I realize that if she's having a bad day, if she's cramping, if she's PMSing, dude, I'm about to kill it right here. Guys, listen, nobody is talking about this shit. So let's say Jessica is having a bad day, a long day. PMS and cramping, whatever, arguing with her. She's just having a stressed day, a stressful moment, okay? So guess what's going to come down the pipeline, y'all ready? Let's find the sounds of nature. Let's see. Let's give it. Okay, so maybe she'll get this in the pipeline. Now watch this, guys. Watch the shift. Oh, I got it turned down, but I mean, it's a commercial ad. But I want you to watch the shift, okay? So what I would say to her, okay? Okay, let me pause it real quick. What's on? It's on. Okay. So what I would say, I say, Jessica, I say, just do me a favor if you can. I just sent you something. And what I would like to do, remember, I'm telling her what to do. I know you had a long day, but I got something for you. Okay, I don't know if it's going to help you, but maybe it'll take some of your stress away. So go ahead and download it. I got a new download. You know, like y'all video gamers and shit, new downloads and shit. Watch this, guys. Now, I remember there's the pendulum. There's sex, and then there's smooth. Watch this. All right? So, hey, what's up, sexy? Hey, Jessica. Listen to me. The reason why I sent this to you is because what I want you to do right now while you have your eyes closed, I want you to relax, and I want you to slowly close your eyes. And join me right now where you and I are going to slowly take away your stress. And slowly with soft kisses. Slowly by looking in your beautiful eyes and telling you how sexy you are, Jessica. What I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes. Listen to those sounds of the water. Listen to the sounds of nature. I know you're listening to this because this is going to take away. If I can just – see, remember, if I can just shift her thinking for a moment, Jessica, what I want you to do is I just want you to relax right now. I know it's a long day. Listen to my voice. Relax yourself. I'm not telling her to play with herself, guys. Remember, other side of the spectrum. Remember, you've got to be able to shift it up. Remember I told you, shift up, shift down. Listen to me. Jessica, relax right now. And right now, what I'm doing to you, as you relax and imagine me rubbing your back, rubbing your shoulders, rubbing the stress from your shoulders, relaxing you from your day, as I take my hand and slowly guide it from your shoulders all the way with my thumbs in a circular motion, getting all the stress out of your back, Jessica. Just relax. Imagine my fingers taking away the stress in your back, Jessica. Jessica, what I want you to do, okay, is I want you to feel right now. Just relax. I want you to listen to the sounds of the water. Listen to, I want to just take you away right now from your stressful day. Imagine me taking care of you, Jessica. All I'm saying is just lay back and allow me to talk to you this way. Allow me to take the stress out of your arms right now, Jessica. What I'm doing slowly from your shoulder, I'm on your right arm right now, rubbing your arm all the way down to your elbow, Jessica. While I'm looking at you, Jessica, damn. You see, I'm smiling right now. You can feel my smile because, Jessica, goddamn, girl, things I would love to do to you right now, but this is not the moment. Right now, I'm trying to take away your stress. I'm trying to take away how you feel, what you're thinking, and what you want. Hold on. What else? And, wait, sorry. Lines are down. But do y'all see what I'm saying right here? Y'all see the difference? See, I'm not just sex. I'm everything. If I know that this sound right here is something that can relax her stress, get her mind off of something, if she's PMSing or whatever she's doing, I'm sending her something else that she has full access of me that is showing her that I paid attention. Remember, I listen. And I'm giving her samples of what it's like to rent or lease me out. You can, when you rent and lease me out, I'm going to take you away. You're going to feel like the only woman in the world. Just relax yourself. Listen to the sounds of the birds. Listen to the sounds of the water. Relax yourself. Just imagine I'm right here next to you, Jessica. Listen to me. I'm right in your ear. Just telling you how sexy you are. Telling you it's okay. I got you, Jessica. I'm here. I got you. I'm just taking the stress away from you. I'm rubbing your soft face right now and taking my hand and rubbing your face all the way down to your arms, and I'm taking the stress away. So let me stop right there. But I just want to give y'all an example. Let me take that off, but I just wanted to give y'all an example. But gentlemen, what I'm saying to you guys, this is the sexual mind. Everything I'm showing you is sex on a level that nobody's telling you about, man. Nobody's telling you about that, man. That what I'm saying to you guys, man, what I'm saying to you is you must be able to show her the different side of you, showing her that you are more than you're everything and nothing at all at the same time, because you're pushing her beyond thought. Guys, listen, when one goes beyond one's thought, one becomes lost in that thought, because once they go beyond wherever they used to be, they get addicted to that feeling, because that feeling stands and moves up another level. This is what I'm saying to you guys. This is, most of you guys do not understand the depth that I'm showing you guys, man. I'm showing you game. This is, guys, do I have to take her out to a dinner? No. Do I have to kiss her ass? No. Do I have to prove myself? No. All I have to do is just invite me in. That's all I need. I'm telling y'all, guys, all I need you to do is just invite me the fuck in. But understand, inviting me in is going to have you hooked on me for the rest of your fucking life. Because I am about to access a part of you. What if I'm not only filling that fucking hole up, dog? What if I filled that hole and expanded that shit? Think about what I'm saying to you guys. This is the depth of game, okay? This is the depth of game that I'm trying to show you guys. Because what have you noticed? I'm cool, calm, and collected. I'm calm with it. When I talk to her, the soothing sounds of my voice also connects because I'm not in my fucking feelings. I'm just laid back. I'm like, cool, you know? And I'm making her see that I know I shouldn't talk to this guy. This guy is not right for me. He's no good. He's not right. He's a bad boy. I guess they call us bad boys or something. But what I'm saying is that I've got, wait, okay, hold on, wait, watch this one. Hey, all right. Let's say that Jessica is, you know, she's always been telling me that, you know, damn. I wanted to see you, or I wanted to call you, or I wanted to spend time with you, but I got caught in rush hour traffic, man. You know, my city, it's full of rush hour traffic. Traffic is crazy. Traffic is fucking hectic, and sometimes it stresses me out, right? All right. So at this point, guys, it's not nature. So let me just grab one of my tracks, and I would say, well, Jessica, play this when you're in traffic, right? So it's going to start. So she's in traffic. She's pressing play. Now she's in traffic, stressed for traffic, right? But now I want to play with her, right? Right? So here we go. Check this out. Be like this. Hey, what's up, Jessica, baby? Jessica, look, hey. Hey, Jessica, do me a favor. Look to the right and look to the left. Look in front of you. And I know that right now you're stuck in traffic and you're stressing because I remember you mentioned that to me. So I want to play with you a little bit and hopefully you want to play with me a little bit while you're in your car. Jessica, what I want to do is I want to touch you. What I want you to experience. Or have you ever experienced, Jessica, an orgasm in traffic? Have you ever came while you're stuck in traffic? Because if you haven't, baby, this is the first time. She had. Hey, guys, they don't. No one does the orgasm traffic thing. But, again, let me show you. Jessica, what I want you to do is I want you to just right now, again, we'll slow it down. I would say, well, first, I'm not going to tell it just on button herself. I want you to just say, I'm trying to set the tone. I'm trying to set the mood. Jessica, what I want you to do, I know you got your pants on right now. You're wearing a dress. Just rub yourself real quick from the outside. Feel what I would feel right now if I was in the seat beside you, rubbing that rub of your thighs, kissing you on the side of your neck in traffic, knowing that you're stressing right now. Just rub that pussy just a little bit. Take your hand. Just like, guys, you remember the slide kiss? I'm saying take your hand and slide it across the pussy. Don't go down and rub. Slide across. I want to get you in the mood because I want you to start unbuckling your belt for me, Jessica. Nobody's looking. Go ahead and slide your pants down. Nobody's seeing you right now. Everybody's all around you. Just think of everybody's watching you be bad. you're the star of the show, Jessica. You're the star of the show, okay? What I'm saying to you, Jessica, that I want you to do right now while you're in, just look forward, Jessica. Just look forward like you're just stuck in traffic. But what I want you to do is I want you to slowly go down and rub that pussy a little bit while you're in traffic. Think of me right there, right now. If I was on the other side of you right now, I would calm you down by getting you to rub your pussy. Just slowly take, Jessica, what I want you to do with your right hand. I want you to take it and I want you to slide it down the lips of your pussy. And then what I want you to do with your ring finger and your middle finger. Well, excuse me. I'm sorry. Got it wrong. What I want you to do with your ring finger and your index finger is I want you to slide down and spread your pussy open a little bit. And then take your middle finger and rub your clit just like that. Because you know what, Jessica? If I was there, that's what I would do right now. I would take my index finger and I would take my ring finger and I would slide down your lips and I would part and open up. You see that, guys? See that? I would open up your pussy. And then with my middle finger, I would slowly start to rub your clit, Jessica. I want you to do that right now for me. But Jessica, I don't want you to tell me how it feels. I just want you to relax right now because you're in traffic right now and you're stressing. Everybody else is around you. But what I want to do is I want to take you away from. All right, let me stop right there. So I'll stop right there. But guys, do y'all see why us? Do you see guys? This is just the beginning. Guys, I keep telling you, man, what I am showing you guys, just sample sizes. I'm not giving it all away, but I'm showing you samples of what it's like to be with us because guys, remember, this is what we're doing right here. Remember that? We're pushing the sexual unknown and we're going with the feeling sexy at the same time. See, she's never even thought, or listen, sometimes maybe she has played with her pussy in traffic, but has she ever got an orgasm from me in traffic? Fuck no. But I'm taking her stress away. I'm making her feel sexy, but I'm pushing the sexual unknown to her on a mental level by showing her what I am. Now, gentlemen, let me ask you a question, guys. Let me ask you a question. Did I ask her what she does for a living? Did I ask her what college she went to or what her inspiration is? Or am I showing her what it's like being with me? Being with me, okay? That's what I'm saying to you guys. Fucking her without fucking her. But this is all when they invite you in, guys. Because they rarely do, because most of you guys are always trying to fuck them. So technically, you're inviting them in, and that's why they rent a lot of space in your head. But you remember I always told you guys, whenever you want a woman to feel a certain way for you or feel certain things, remember, I always tell you, why do you think we get these messages? Remember, I keep telling you. Why do you think we get shit like this? Why do you think they get excited hearing from us? Why do you think they miss us? Why do you think if I went away for 3 weeks like the earlier caller and I called her up, why do you think she's going to be fucking excited to hear from me? Do you understand what the fuck we are? But you can be this, man. I'm not saying that you can win. This can be you. You can win. Do you want that to be you? Do you want to win like this? This is what I'm saying to y'all guys. This is how you win. By doing this shit. This is how you win. This is how you touch them. You give them opportunity to see what it's like, to experience what it's like being with me. Experience, the key word, experience me. That's what I'm trying to show you guys, the experience. Y'all see what I'm saying? But here's the beautiful thing for all you guys that are listening to me. you can create this. Listen to me. Each and every one of you guys can create this. And you no one's ever told you this before. You can create this. This is how you can win, by creating it. All you got to do is start creating it, man. Once you create it, it gives the shift. You create the shift, because it is what you are and what you know that makes you sexy. It's not what you're doing in the fucking moment, because all you guys are living in the moment. Hold on. What did Jessica say? Wait. I'm sorry. What's going on now? Why do you think I hit him with my Cash App? Wait, what are you talking about? What am I doing? Am I missing something? Hold on. What am I missing here? What am I missing? Hold on. I don't got no email. Let me check my email. Oh, wait. No. I have nothing at Demand Mindset. No. Hey, Jessica, I don't have nothing from you from demandmindset@gmail.com. No, I don't have nothing from Jessica. Nope, Jessica, I don't have anything from her. I'm checking my emails. I don't have an email from her. No, I don't have the email from her. I thought she was sending me an email. There's no email at demandmindset@gmail.com. Yes, you emailed me. What, demandmindset@gmail.com? Hold on, let me see. Maybe that shit, let me see here. Nope, I don't have it. No, I didn't get it. No. No. No, I'm checking my email now. I don't have anything. You might have sent it to the wrong email. It's themanmindset@gmail.com. You probably sent it to the wrong email, baby girl. Oh, she didn't email me. She emailed somebody else. Oh, I thought she emailed me. Oh, okay, my bad. I was saying, because I checked my email at themanmindset@gmail.com. She didn't email me. I thought she was emailing me. My bad. I thought she was emailing me. Oh, my bad. This girl keeps on deleting her messages after a while, and I want to tell her there's no need to be unsure of what to say to me. This girl keeps deleting her messages after a while. I want to tell her that there's no need to be unsure. What, Chill B, what are you talking about? Chill B, let me give you my email address. Because I let me give you the email address. Hold on. Chill B. Let me give you the email address. Send me your fucking number right here. Hold on, let me grab this shit. I don't understand what the fuck you're talking about, but send me your number right here. Send me your number right there. Manmindset@gmail.com. I don't understand what the fuck you are talking about. Send me your number if you're serious about me answering that. Because if I'm talking to you right now and cutting from the class, you better send me your number. I'm gonna ban you from this thing. So send me your fucking number so I can call you. Manmindset@gmail.com. And I don't understand what the fuck you're talking about. Themanmindset@gmail.com. Send me your number. Yeah, themanmindset@gmail. Yeah, that's the email. Yeah, what is the email? Yeah. What do you say? I'm not getting any email. Where is it from? When'd you send it? Let me refresh. I don't have any emails. Let me check my spam. Oh! It is there. Oh, Jessica, my bad. It's there. Okay. Oh, okay. I got it, Jessica. My bad. I got it. I'm not bad, man. My bad. But what I'm saying, yeah, that's right. You got it right, Jessica. It was in my spam. So I don't know why it was in my spam. But no, what I'm saying, hold on a second. Chill B, send me your number, sir, so I can call you. Because I don't understand. I don't understand. I got it, Jessica. I had to switch it to all male. I got it, Jessica. I got it. But what I'm saying to you, caller, Chill B, send me your number. You got a few minutes. Send me your number, because if you're asking me a question, I'm trying to ask you a question. Send me your number, because I think you're trolling. And if I find out you're trolling, you're gone. So I'm going to give you 1 minute from this point. Starting now, you have 1 minute to call me. And if you don't send me your number in 1 minute, Chill B, I'm banning you from this thing, because I hate you motherfuckers that try to show off. If you actually need help, I will call you right now. You asked a question. You made me stop the show to help you. you better help me because I got you locked and loaded. You better ban me before I get you. You've got 20 seconds. He about to get banned, guys. You know I don't play. He about to get banned. All that fucking shit he's saying. He about to get banned. Here we go. You got 12 seconds. Clock's ticking. Chill B, I will ban you. You better just leave right now, motherfucker. You want to ask me all this shit? I want to talk to you, wasting my time? You're getting the fuck out. Let me check. I'm a refresh. I don't have your number. All right, Chill B, get the fuck out of here. I'm going to get rid of him. Hold on. There you go. Told you. I don't play. Gentlemen, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you, and I'm trying to teach you something, and I will stop the class to actually help you. But if I stop the class, and you're bullshitting, I got to let you go. I got to let you go. I don't play that shit. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. Let's get back to the show. I'm sorry, guys. I was trying to help him. He was bullshitting. I'm sorry. Let's continue. I apologize, gentlemen. Let's keep going. Okay? Gentlemen, the thing that I'm trying to show you guys is I want you guys to be alcohol to women. I want her to become intoxicated and really addicted to you. I want her to drink you. I want her to smoke you. I want her to imagine you. I want all these things for you, gentlemen. But the only way you're going to get them is by the shift, gentlemen. All right, hold on. We're going to go a little bit long. We got about 20. I'm going to stretch a little bit more because I want to talk to y'all. I want to show y'all more. We got a lot of good information today, but I'm not done. I want to talk to y'all a little bit more. I want y'all to see. I want y'all to really look at the game for what it is. All right? I want y'all to see game. Okay? All right? The thing that I'm saying to you guys right now is that I'm not saying this shit as motivation. I say this shit because each and every one of you, you have the power to do exactly what I'm showing you right now. You've got that power. You have this power to do this. But in order to have this power, you yourself, I can't do this for you. You have to have a deep sense of empowerment, internal strength. That's where the mental gym comes from. You've got to have internal strength, and you've got to believe in what you are to yourself, guys. I am sex. You can be sex. But you can't be something when you don't believe in yourself. Let me keep going. Thank you. I got the 150. Thank you, guys. We'll keep it going. But listen to me. Listen to me, guys. Please listen to what I'm saying. Listen. We have to build you to have the drive to stop running away from obstacles. The reason a woman can buy into me is because I buy into me. I believe in me. I'm short. Guys, I am short. I am old. And I'm not the best looking person in the box. I'm a nerd. I play video games. I watch SpongeBob. I'm a big-ass kid. I'm a Trekkie. I watch Star Wars, Marvel, DC. So I'm showing you that this is what I am. Y'all see, I can't I can't even play Oculus Golf. Guys, we're going to go live. Guys, you know how good I'm feeling? Guys, we're going to go live later on tonight, and we're going to talk more sex tonight on the Oculus. That's what I want to let y'all guys know. We're going to either go, we're going to go kayaking, I think. We might kayak in the water or ski in the slopes tonight. But for an hour, while I ride the bike, we're going to talk sex for an hour. We're going to continue this. See that, guys? I want to show you guys, man. I'm going to keep pushing y'all. I'm going to keep pushing y'all, okay? I'm going to keep pushing y'all. So we're going to continue talking about sex. So we're going to go live. We'll go live. And we're going to try to do we're either going to go kayaking or we're going to do ski walking or something through the snow or something like that, okay? But we're going to do it. And when we do it, we're going to talk more sex. We're going to continue to the sex talk. So I won't be doing this streaming this on Twitch, but we'll have it on YouTube. We'll definitely do this because I'm saying, even though the show's over, it's going to be the after party. We're going to do after party because I want to talk sex. I want to talk eating that pussy. I want to talk touching her. I want to talk turning her on. I want to talk that yickety yak, and we're going to do it while I'm either kayaking or something. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have some fun. So we're going to do a little bit more of this. Give me about 30 minutes or 45 minutes, and then we'll go live again for an hour while I got to, you know, I'm going to ride my bike. I tell you, I'm going to ride my bike because, you know, I'm old. I got to do my little exercise and shit because I need my cardio. And then and we're going to talk sex and answer y'all questions, man. Well, I can't – no, it's going to be on YouTube. It'll be YouTube and Facebook, not Twitch, because I'll be talking sex and shit. So I can't push sex on Twitch, you know what I mean? I can't talk about licking her, you know, doing all of that stuff. So we're going to be talking about that stuff. So we're going to answer y'all questions, sexual and stuff like that. But let me finish this up. But we are going to go live. But let me say this to y'all guys. What I'm saying is that we've got to start building you to trust yourself sexually. And we'll talk more about that because, I mean, I'll talk more about the drug and anything y'all want to know in the next after-party show. But we're going to have an after-party show. We're going to chop it up. We're going to have an after-party show, man. All right. We're going to have an after-party show. Let me say hi. Okay, hold on a second. I don't want no thing that one's ignoring you. Hold on. There we go. Hold on, give me a second. All right, here we go. All right, there you go, Jessica. Check your email, Jessica. There you go. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. Check your email, Jessica. I just sent you something, Jessica. Check your email, Jessica. Check your email, Jessica. Check your email. Now, but you guys, listen to me. This is what I'm saying to y'all guys. Let's get back to it. So, guys, we're going to go, we could probably go kayaking or something, but we're going to do another extra hour while I work out and shit. So we're going to do that. But what I'm saying to all you guys out here, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow. We got to look, tomorrow we'll talk on a Thursday show the importance of your mental gym. And not only that, your mental sexual gym, all this stuff, because I know a lot of you guys don't think that that you got it. I know a lot of you guys think that you're not good enough. And I'm saying to you guys out there that everything you heard me do, now getting a sex membership, hey, guys, oh, my God, I can't wait for this. We do this sex membership, man. I'll be bringing some shit down. But I'm just giving y'all samples of this is what you can be. And this it's not actually hard to do when you actually create what you are. Okay? And if you can't make it to the after party, don't worry. You can watch it. All right, we're gonna while riding my bike, I think I'm gonna try to kayak. I want to kayak, I think. I'm going to try to find a kayak, or we might be in the snow, but I think I'm a kayak or something. I think I'm a kayak and shit, man. We're going to do that and shit, man. So we'll probably do that shit, okay? So I'm saying that we got to work on your mind. Okay, hold on. Let me. Kitty High says, let me ask a question. Is the game about sending money to beautiful women? I get a lot of women. No, absolutely not. I think you're in the wrong place. I think you're in the wrong place, Kitty High. I think I'll keep you in here, but no, sir, this is not the right place for you. If I were you, I would leave. This is not the right place for you. This is not the right place. We don't buy things for pussy. That's tricking. Okay, we don't buy things. So I think you're in the wrong place, but if he says something else, I don't kick him out or anything. Just let him, if he says something, I got it. Just let him there. He's good. Yeah, this is the wrong place. So, but anyway, I'm sorry. Let me continue real quick for you guys out there. What I'm saying to you guys out here is that you kind of get samples and examples today, okay? Examples and examples today of what it's like. It's why we create the need, because the need that we create shows her why she should fuck with us. Y'all see what I'm saying? Like, everything I'm showing you, think about this. Everything I told you right now, 99.9% of women out there have not even experienced that. Listen, guys. Listen to what the fuck I'm saying. If 99% of the women have not experienced it, then you've got the advantage. I've just given you an advantage over every woman. And especially, guys, if y'all get this thing, guys, get one that has the house, a lake, and snow. And again, this is something that you can position yourself when she comes over and she sees that, she's going to wonder about the artwork. I mean, you can have the nude paintings on one wall, and you can have, you can change it up, guys. This is the beautiful thing about game that I'm showing you guys. Nobody's showing you this stuff. Nobody's showing you this stuff. And you can actually win. You can actually win in this. And the only way you're going to win is by actually winning, is by working and winning. And if you work and win, you can win. It can happen for you. And that's what I'm saying. That's why what I'm saying to y'all guys, the important thing of the game and the important thing of what I want you to do and what I want you to be and how I want you to move and stuff, it can work for each and every one of you guys when you actually push yourself to be better, to be greater. But this is game right here. This is game. And this is the kind of game that I'm trying to show y'all that each and every one of you guys can have and shit. You can have this when you're serious about it and stuff. And I'm frankly serious about it. Yeah, man. Yeah, I like that. That's what's up. Yeah. But I'm saying, hold on a second. Hold on. Okay. So what I'm saying to you guys, we're going to kayak and talk for a little bit. But I want y'all guys, if there's any questions right now, because we do have to do the shout-outs pretty soon, but I want to know if there's any questions. But this is what the sexual mind is about. It's not about trying to get her in bed. It's about showing her that you move differently. And you're not like every guy out there. You move totally different from everybody else. And if you can move totally different, that's how you win. That's how you get them. That's how you grow. That's how you show them why they should fuck you. But everything I showed you in the samples I've given you, that if you can just follow just these little samples, these little crumbs, every woman that you have experienced has not experienced what I just showed you. If any. But the crumbs, it takes the senses. You must be able to listen. You must be able to take in information and stop making it about the pussy. Make it about the dick. That's where y'all going wrong. Y'all not making the game about the dick. Y'all making it about just, I need to get some pussy. And this is why it's not working for you guys the way it should work. This is not why it's working that way. Let me F away, guys. We gotta do the shout outs and stuff. What is Guild Ages? What is that? What is that? Is that on Netflix? If that's on Netflix, F away, let me know. Is that on Netflix? Let me know. If it's on Netflix, I'll check that shit out, brother. Shit, I'll check that shit out. But yeah, anyone here write poetry? Yeah, I write poetry. I do. I write poetry. Oh, HBO Max. Okay, I got HBO Max. I'll check that shit out. I'll lock it down. I'll check it out, man. I'm trying to watch A Man That Fell from Earth on Showtime. I'm trying to watch who the fuck that shit's going. I'm trying to see where that's going, so I don't know. I don't know where that shit's going. But let's see. Steve, do you accept instrumentals for poetry? I don't understand. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I don't need anything. I do everything in-house, and everybody should be doing stuff in-house. I'm good. We're good, brother. We're good. I don't need it. Don't sell anything here. But any other questions y'all have, we got to give y'all a shout-out. We're going to go kayaking. So we will go kayaking. Oh, my God. We'll go kayaking in probably an hour, maybe 30, maybe an hour. We'll go kayaking. We'll go kayaking. Well, Bridgerton, I heard about that show. I like those colonial shows and those things. I have not watched that before. I heard it's deep. I know there's a brother in there doing a lot of smashing, I heard. So, Moonlight, yeah, I got to check that out too. The Man Fell from Earth. Yeah, I know it's an old one from David Bowie, but I'll check it out. I'll check it out. I'll check it out. So yeah, we'll check that out. But guys, let's get this right, man, so we can go ahead and do a kayaking. So we got about a few minutes. So let's go ahead and do our shout outs now real quick. Okay. Let's do our shout outs now real quick. So I can save my voice so we can do me working out. I'll work out and we can talk while I'm working out. Any questions? We'll just leave it open, y'all, to ask questions. Remember, y'all ask questions. I'm not talking. I just answer your question. So if y'all got any questions about sex or anything, just ask and we'll do it. But what I want to do real quick is let me see here. Hold on a second. Let's see here. Let's get to. All right, here we go, guys. Let's get to this so we can go ahead and do our next show a little bit. I want to say thank you to your likes, man. Let's just do this real quick. We won't do too much. I got to save my voice, so we'll just do like one verse or something. But here we go. Rubbing that booty, rubbing it right. No, I'm not your man, but I'm here for the night. I'm here to turn things up. Tell me what you want to do. I'm here to stroke your hair and find the nest of you. Tell me, sexy, are you the one? Do you want to feel good or you just want to come? Do you want a little thing called some? Do you want me between your legs and get that yum, yum, yum? I'm not your man, but I can be your fantasy. Make you do nasty things your man would never see. Hey, sexy baby, you're looking so fine. Bring that ass over here and let me blow your mind. I'm a nasty ass man with nasty fantasies. Before I get that chat room, get with me. All right, not yet, chat room. You know we're about to do this. We're about to do this. We're about to do it. Yeah, Moonlight is on the Disney Channel, RJ. Moonlight is on the Disney Channel. The Disney Channel, okay? Here we go. Here we go. Get ready, guys. Let's do it. Whomper, bumper, stomper, boom. Time to give love to the motherfucking chat room. Is her booty hot or is it cold? Pull her hair, smack your ass, and give me your area code. All right, guys, shoot me your area code so we can give you all a shout-out, man. RJ, no problem, brother. Go ahead, guys, shoot me your... Hey, let's go take a minute real quick so we can go ahead and give you all a shout-out for the 150-plus likes. I'm just going to shout you. I don't want to say your name because I'm saving my voice. But shout out to you guys. I'm just going to shout each and every one of you and say thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. AZ, you never told us that you sent that guy that message. I don't know if you sent him the message yet. I know you were mentioning that. Justin 407, Florida. Yeah, Orlando. Orlando's in the motherfucking house. Yeah. 919 is in the house. We got 408, 808, RSA. We got 718, London. Shout out. Gotta save my voice, man. He said, she said, bruh, this dude, what the fuck? 305, I got you. 678, I got you. 770, how are you doing? Shout out 929, how are you? Chicago, hello. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Chicago. Tampa, Florida, stay up, man. We got you. Just hang in there. 514, thank you very much. Kenya's in the house. Thank you, Kenya. Cleon, Panic Cleon, thank you. I appreciate that. France, bonjour, je m'appelle Steve. Oh, je suis tôt. Let's see here. Y'all talking to each other. All right, shout out to England, Governor. Shout out to South Africa in the house. 225, I want to shout you out as well. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to all you guys, man. Serengeti, man. I appreciate you being in Serengeti. Hey, man, get that ass in the Serengeti, man. 347, I want to give you a shout-out. 803, shout-out to you. South Kakalaki, that's nice. But, gentlemen, I appreciate all of you and everything. So, gentlemen, always remember, gentlemen, at the end of the day, because we're going to do the kayaking in an hour, so give me an hour. Let me rest my voice. But one thing I always tell you guys, please, guys, before you go to bed, remember the graveyard. Remember, everybody in there had one thing in common. And that as they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, gentlemen. I want to say thank you very much. I appreciate all you guys out there. DJ out there, you'll be the last one in 253. Thank you. But we're going to do an hour workout. I'm going to do a late hour workout. And we'll answer questions. Wait, I need to charge. God damn it. I do need to charge. That's why I need to get an hour because I need to charge up my Oculus. I need to charge that bitch up now. So let me go ahead and charge that motherfucker up. So I'm going to charge up my Oculus and stuff like that. Guys, you need to get at me. Get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. Themanmindset@gmail.com. If you're ready to grow, we got you covered. Guys, we're going to go on the Oculus. And if y'all got questions, just for an hour, we're going to sit. And we're going to chop it up for an hour while we kayak. I think I'm going to try to kayak. I'm going to see if I can find a kayak. Thing or a skiing thing in the snow or something. Well, we can just film that, okay? Yeah, so I'm going to charge it up right now. And then Z says charge it up. All right, man. Yeah, get notes, ask questions, man. I appreciate y'all guys. So let me rest my voice. Let me charge up my Oculus, and we will kayak for an hour. Maybe I should do golf. Should I golf? No, we'll kayak. We'll kayak. We'll do a kayak. I'll kayak. I got to work out anyway. So, all right, man, we out. I'm the Dean, man. It's the Man Mindset. Fuck with your boy, man. Get at me. But we'll be back on in 1 hour, okay? We'll be live in 1 hour just doing some workout and just talking with each other, man, about anything y'all want to discuss, man, all right? Fuck with your boy. Please, guys. Soak up the information that y'all hear today, man. Nobody's talking about this. We the only ones talking about it. So fuck with us, man. This is what we do. Thank you.